talk about. My daughter living with me. We had to go back to her. And we are moving. Moving more early than I was expecting. I'm moving. And we got a lot of people to go. God has really been different. Let's talk about it. Everybody seems to play.
Well, it's alive. Okay, Star Trek fan, Picard is coming. Thirsty. It's Picard. Picard is coming Thursday. So that means Discovery went into its last season. Or did it? But, so they have four more episodes of Discovery. We're talking. And look at this mess that's going on overseas. Russia is going and invading. You are invading another man's land. Man of War. Did you ever heard of that song of Michael Jackson and Jackson? Man of War. Don't go to war no more. Going over and invading another man's land. Taking over other people's land and stuff. Post Ukraine was the other foot around, and Ukraine decided to invade you, Russia. Would you like it? Would you like it, Putin? If somebody invades your country? Come on, man. You know better than that, Putin. I don't know where this is going to take us at, but we'll talk about it. So, a rap actually happened. Putin thinks that he's the man. He's trying to start something up. That's why he's invading the little people who can't defend themselves. A big country with a big bully on the block defending, picking on the little guy on the corner. That's all Putin is doing. That's all he's doing. Picking on the little guy that's on the corner who can't defend himself. You know, that's all you is. You're a big bully, Putin. That's all you is. You got enough land that you can do something with that land. Get your people money. Make it more better than the United States. You know? You talk about the Western world. Well, make Russia better than the Western world. Okay? Make it. Give your people money. You know? Stop putting money on military stuff. Stop spending money on military stuff and all. Stop spending your money and putting people in jail because they want to speak out. You know? I mean, you're just a big bully. I mean, I don't know you personally, no, but what I see, you're doing wrong, man. And you're going to get punished by God for it. You know? If you're a Christian man, you wouldn't be doing this. You know? If you're a Christian and anybody that follows you, you're doing the same thing that Hitler did. And you talking about Ukraine is just like the Nazis. No, you is like the Nazis. You know? Take your boys, put them guns down, go back home, destroy your nuclear weapons, and start building a better democracy. And then you be the leader of the free world. You be the new free world. Okay? Build buildings, help people, do things better than the United States doing. Instead of going to war with somebody, instead of taking your big machine guns and killing people and bombing people. You know, it's a whole lot of things that you can do better to make Russia better. You know, if you want to compete against the United States, do big things better than the United States. Don't have prejudices in your country. You know, don't be bully on other people's countries. Go help other people's countries. Go help other people. And nominate your homeless. You know, put money in your comedy and help the people. And don't make no third class citizens. You know, have all your people to have money in their pocket. You know, you don't have to be in like the United States. Like, we got homelessness. We got prejudice. And all that. You know, we got crazy Trump and all. You know, look at the United States mistakes, and then you can fix those mistakes by asking African Americans and all come to your country and help build your land. You know, and Mexicans help build their land. You know, all the people that the United States denied. You know, I mean, find a way to make the world better, not make the world worse, Putin. Okay? You can do it, man. I know you're a smart guy. You're probably twice as smart than any American president. You know? I'm American, so I have that right to speak like that, you know? Cause freedom of speech for me. You know? Give your people that, you know? Give them opportunity to speak, opportunity to do what they want. You know? Make your democracy more better than the United States democracy. You know? Make your First Amendment and Bill of Rights and all more better than the United States. You know? Don't have no homeless. Don't have no prisoners in your country. Eliminate all of that. Show the United States how to do it. But you don't go invade a little country who can't defend itself. You know? Putin, if you want to make the first, you want to be the first person back to the moon, the first country on Mars, then this is not the way to do it. You know? You work with other countries like China, maybe Syria, you know, help build his country, make him right and all. Help China, you know? And then, I ain't saying go to war, make it a personal war, make it a war to be better country war, okay? That's what kind of war you do, a better country war. With no machine guns, no weapons of mass destruction and all. Make it a knowledge war. Who the smartest, you know? And I really think China and Russia, y'all a little bit smarter than the United States. Because the United States ain't got all out of this prejudice yet. And even thinking about the homeless and all. And half of helping other people, you know? No? So, you have a chance to beat the United States. You know? You had that chance. I mean, come on. You don't have to go to war with no other country, especially Ukraine. Come on. You know Ukraine can't defend itself. You know Ukraine can't, you know this. Okay, you know this, and you spending all this money just to go to war and invade another man country. I mean, what did they do to you? What did Ukrainians did to you, Russia? What did they do to you? Right, and I'm talking about the military people, the government, Russia, Moscow. I'm talking about you who following Putin. You know, if you, like I said, over and again, if you want to be better than USA, you want to be better than the Western world, change your country, flip it upside down. Wipe out all the things. Look at all the wrong the United States is doing. And then switch it around. And I bet you a lot of people are going to start coming to Russia to live. And your economy is going to grow. You can get more businesses in your field. You know, more African Americans going to look at you. More Mexicans going to look at you. If go help the other little countries and let them come and build more universities and stuff like that, more teachers will come over there. More doctors will come over there. Then you start building more cities. Then you start building more roads, more houses. Then you start charging less taxes. Then your country will be the country. You understand? The Republicans here don't care. That's why our democracy and our system is failing. America is failing, Russia. And the free world, the most powerful country in the world, is up for grabs. Okay? Without going to war, it's up for grabs. I really don't know what to say, you know? And it's time is hard and twisted and everything else. And we see that all this stuff on TV. Come on, Russia. You can do better. You can do better. Sit down and talk to the Ukraine president. Sit down and talk to the government on Ukraine. Okay? And y'all work together to make Russia and Ukraine better. You know? Don't have to kill nobody. You don't have to shoot anybody. And I'm still going to pray for you, Putin. I'm really going to pray for you, okay? Because you need this prayer. And I'm asking all my listeners to pray for Russia and Ukraine. Okay? Pray for both countries. Because they're good countries. You know? This bad leadership. We don't want that. We got enough bad leadership here in the United States. We don't need it in other countries, you know. Then if Russia started invading little countries, then China gonna start doing it. Then North Korea gonna start doing it. You know? North Korea probably might even start invading South Korea. You never know. You know? That's why I say, Putin, you got to lead by example. If you don't want a nuclear war, if you don't want a World War III, and you want peace, lead by example, okay? If you want to be the next powerful country, war is not the answer, my buddy, my friend. Okay? I'm not a Republican, or I'm not a Democrat. I'm not even one of them, no. Okay, they both make me sick. I'm done with the United States government. No, and don't mean I don't want to go mad on them and do stupid stuff like the people of the past. No, because they're human beings. You don't do that to people. Don't threaten people and stuff like that. And if you do, in this country, they just waiting for you to do something or say something like that. But that's not the way either, because that just caused more problems, you know? You sit down and you talk to your Congress. You sit down and talk to the Republicans or your Congress, whoever, and you keep asking them and keep getting on them. And you just take the bad ones out and put maybe the good ones in. You know? I'm sorry. But I'm just independent right now. And it don't mean I hate my country, because I love my country. I love the USA. Okay? And I love because people died for this country. In the civil rights movement and for my freedom. Black and white in World War II, World War I. And the two main wars, people died for my freedom. So I can do this. And all that. You know? So, cannot hate this country for any reason, because people died for your freedom. People who didn't even know you probably hated the color of your skin, but they still died for you so you can have the freedom you had from Hitler and other people, you know? And that's the respect that you got to give, because each person put that United States uniform on, that means matter what they was told. They put that uniform on to protect you, no matter what color you are. That uniform, they make an oath to protect the country, their countrymen, no matter what color they are. And the United States soldiers know this, from the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and all branches. They know this. And you made an oath to protect this country. And a lot of people say, I hate this country, I hate this. But these men and women, these young children, 17, 18, 20, 30, put their life on the line for you to do whatever you want. Yeah, we got major crime here in the United States. Shooting going on all the time in Baltimore and across the country in major cities. And that's why I'm telling Putin, he could turn that around right there. That's one big mistake the United States got. And the United States know how to deal with it. Because all they have to do, make a law, 3 strikes, you go join the military, and you go overseas, and you fight a war. That's all the United States has to do. Pass a bill. Take every little sucker who's in jail, who committed a crime, including child molesters and all, put a uniform on their tail, put them in that plane, and ship them overseas. You know? That would save some of our soldiers who want to be soldiers. You know? That would save the lives of some of the soldiers. Some of the real people. We want to respect the country, obey the laws and all. So if you know you like being in a gang, you like going around shooting people, drive-bys, put the uniform on their butt, Marines, Air Force, Navy, Navy SEALs, Special Force, train their butts, train them right, and ship their butts overseas. Do you hear me, people up Capitol Hill? Do you hear me? Pass a bill. Then our prisoners won't be crowded like it was. It'll be just like in the 30s and 20s. Petty crimes. If you start doing that, all the kids that's in gangs right now, start snatching them up. Draft their butts. Bring the draft back. You know? Draft their butt, train them, shuffle them out if they want to be in gangs. They have major records, have a major shift off, you know? But until you do, we're going to have crime. And Putin, this is your chance to do what I just told the United States government to do. Our congressmen. To do. And if you do that, all the people in jail, draft their butt, put them in your military, all the criminals, draft their butt, put them in the military, you know, won't have no crime. There won't be no homeless. There won't be no people in jail. You know? United States got a way to solve all this petty crime and bullcrap but they won't do it. It's a whole lot of ways. They can pass bills for stupid stuff. But for that, they'll make excuses that they can't do it. There's no excuse when you see 8-year-old, 6-year-old get shot by a drive-by shooting. And then nobody wanna speak up. You got a silence on the street. No snitching. Okay, no snitching. We got something no snitching for you. You've been drafted. You're going in the military. And ain't nothing your parents can do about it. Because you pull a trigger, you lost your rights. Everything. And ain't nothing your parents and anybody can do about it. They can cry to their blue. You belong to the United States government now. You belong to them. And they training you to ship out. Because you want to be in the game. Now you're in the game. You just joined the Marines. You want to become a man. You like shooting machine guns. You like shooting guns and stuff. Like shooting at enemies. Well, we got something for you to shoot at. You know? That way, our prisoners won't be crowded no more. You know? It won't be crowded. It'll be just like the 1900s and 20s and 30s and 40s. Maybe the 50s and 60s. Depends on how crowded the prison was then. But right in the middle of the 70s and 80s, that's when prisons start getting crowded. You know? But from 75 on down, you didn't hear that much about shooting and crime. Just a little petty crime. Sometimes you might hear about a shooting or something. You know? You didn't hear about that stuff back then. And I'm telling you, Congress, Republicans and Democrats, Mr. President, Mrs. Rice President, if you pass the bill, something like that, similar to that, you won't have no problem. You know, you won't have no problem at all. Okay? That, you know, it's hard to live on the street and you gotta duck and you gotta shut the door and lock your door at nighttime. And you gotta a mayor acting like he don't want to know what to do. Spending $90 million on homeless. But he can take that $90 million to put more police on the street, patrol the police. You know? I don't know what else to say, you know, about this situation. But I hope all Baltimore citizens and all of Maryland citizens hear me out when I'm saying what I'm trying to say. And just think about what I'm trying to say, what I'm saying. And if you agree with me, just leave a comment on my YouTube page or Facebook page, you know, or Instagram or Twitter. I will read them. I won't respond that much. But I will read them, you know. Like I said, I'm on all social media. And just leave a comment. Just come to speak. Leave a comment on speak, you know. And I'm sure you will get back. You will, you know. But this whole situation will get more better. All the people who go to church and everything pray that it won't be no war, no major war, and things will settle down, and peace will come, and Russia will go home. So all of y'all who pray, who go to church and pray, who really believe in God, I'm talking about the real people who go to church, not the fake people. go to church just to get money, who want to hit the lottery, or who want to hit the go to church to hit the casinos and asking God for money and all. Not those. I'm talking about real people who feel God, got God in their heart, okay? Who cares about everyone on this earth. Those people I'm talking about. Not the ones who go to church and ask for God, let me hit at the casino tonight. No. They're not real people. They're not real commitment to God. And there is some in all your churches. Okay, what church you go to, some in all your churches. But I ain't gonna get into that. Leave that to another episode. But I'm just asking you, pray. Pray for Ukraine. And pray for Russia. And pray for the NATO countries like Britain, Germany, France, and all that won't get involved with this. Because any NATO country, when I say NATO, that means allies of the United States. Any allies of the United States, if they keep their hands in this war, in this conflict, that's it. Game over. No. So, everybody know who NATO is, and the NATO countries, you know what I'm talking about. And it only takes one country decided to shoot over at Russia. And that's it. That's it. World War III will begin. So we got to pray for this right now, people. We got to pray for this to come to an end. And it got to come to an end. And just keep watching CNN or whatever news you're watching. Just keep praying, just like you did at the heart of the pandemic. Because, see, like, once we get rid of one problem, another big problem comes along. Just like in your family. Get rid of one family problem, another big family problem comes. And that's what we are on this earth. One big family. You know? And one family country do something stupid, we're watching other family countries. We don't know what to do. Because if we do something, a major war will start. And that's why NATO said, that's why Ukraine said they in this by themselves, because they're not a part of NATO. And ready, it's really nothing all the other countries can do because they're part of NATO and they are part of the United States allies. You know? So they stick their nose in this, start shooting. Other countries are going to get involved because Russia is going to invade them too. And once Russia goes across that line, the United States is going to get involved. And that's it. Game over. Game is over. So, that's all you have to do is pray. Jesus will hear you. He will see it. He will hear you. No. They say, the angels say, what goes on in this world, in the living world, affects the spiritual world. So whatever's affecting us is affecting the spiritual world. And the guardian angels who's fighting the demons while the holy war is going on, they don't need another earthly war. You know, so they trying to keep the balance. So we gotta help the good angels like Michelangelo and all of them, Jesus, the angels and stuff, to keep the earth balanced. Okay, they will do everything they can to keep us living and all that. But people, it's time to come together all across the country. You know. You see what's going on. And not fun to watch another country get bombed like that. Especially a little country can't defend itself that well. It's not part of a member of other countries. I mean, it's sad. Got people hiding in subways and stuff like that. And it just need to stop, you know? It just need to stop. Alright? Putin, please think about what you're doing. Okay? If you hear this from Russia, please think about what you're doing. Okay? No one hates you, Putin. The people who really believe in Jesus don't hate you. You're only a man. You're only a man that has too much power. And you do have a heart somewhere in there. You do. And you need to think about what you're doing. Because Ukraine is your brother. You know, it's your brother. We all going to get judged when Jesus comes. And you're going to find out all those people in Ukraine, all your brothers and sisters that you killed and hurting. So, you need to think about what you're doing now. So, wrap that up. Anybody see the adventure of the episodes of Star Trek? The Discovery? Really good season. I think it's a really good season this season. It has some bad episodes too. It has some hiccups episodes in season 4. But if they're going to get a season 5, I think Star Trek Discovery is going to be the Star Trek Discovery that we saw in 2017. I don't know if they ever going to give us standalone episodes in Discovery. It's hard to say, people. You know, we beg, and I would love to see standalone episodes in Discovery too. You know, but I think that's Discovery style. I think that's the writers and the producers, executive producers. And I think they're going to have that way, you know. But it is what it is. And it's Star Trek, people, Star Trek fans. We got to love it. We got a black African-American captain, female, for the first time in the franchise. Female. And I'm just asking people who turned away, go back and look at it again. Okay? It's a different kind of Star Trek. Okay? And just sit down and watch it again. From the beginning, from season 1 to season 4. If it wasn't for Discovery, we won't be getting Strange New Worlds. You know? And that's going to be good. And the reason I'm going to watch Strange New Worlds because we're getting a 5th season of Discovery. I don't care if we get a 6th or 7th season of Discovery. I got my 5th season. Tanika Mountain Green, she got her 5th season. She broke the gap since Enterprise. She's right there with Deep Space Nine, Next Generation, and Voyager. Went over 4 seasons. She's right there. If she don't get a 6th or 7th season, she still broke the gap. And it was a black woman at the helm who broke the gap. We ain't got a 5th season of Star Trek since Enterprise was canceled at season 4. And that has been a long time since. We ain't got a 7th season of Star Trek since Voyager. And now, Discovery has just broke that gap. And now we're getting a 5th season. Alright, Paramount. Alright, Viacom. All right, CBS. Way to go. Thank you. Now I'm going to watch Strange New Worlds. I'm not going to ban Star Trek for 2 years. But Picard looked good. I'm not a really big fan of Captain Picard. He's not really my favorite captain, because Captain Vernon and Captain Sisko is my two favorite captains of the franchise, of Star Trek franchise, and they're the best captains. To me, they're the best captains in the franchise of the series, of the saga, of Star Trek, entire series. You know, all our series. Sisko and Burton is the best two captains. It's not because they're black either, because they know how to kick ass. And Captain Burton is just like Captain Kirk and Sisko, a little bigger mix. But she picked a woman's style in it. No, she don't play. She don't play. And she's not scared to blow your ass out of space into the next dimension. I mean, don't mess with Burton and her crew. Don't test them. We've seen that from season 1 all the way through season 4. Do not push them, because they survive everything. They are one of the best crews that ever been put together. And then these Space Nine. And then Voyager. And then Enterprise. And then Picard and his crew. And then the original. That's how I look at my list. I don't know what other fans, how they had their list. That's their list. And that's their thing. You know, that's them. But yeah, we getting another season of Picard after season 2. We getting another season 2, and we got Star Trek 4. Yes, J.J. Evans is coming back to produce this movie. He's not going to direct; he's going to produce it, and I don't know who's going to direct it. Who cares? And I don't know with this Kevin Klein timeline and a Kevin timeline. That's something Star Trek fans created. And two timelines. It's a lot of confusing when they do that. You know, I just like to think it's Star Trek. Okay, it's Star Trek. I don't care if the Kevin Klein timeline, I don't care if the Tannen timeline. It's Star Trek to me. You know, they said the Star Trek books it's not in canon. Who cares? It's Star Trek. To me, it is in canon. It got Captain Kirk, it got Captain Sisko, got Captain Burton, got Captain Janeway, got Captain Arch, Captain Picard. It's a timeline. Or that Cabin Calm timeline, Cabin timeline, this timeline. What the heck is going on, people? I mean, you're more confused than Donald Trump is when it comes to this. No? But I like them all. No? I like them all. I don't know if fans like the books or fans like the canon timeline or the canon timeline or whatever, or who like all of them or who don't like all of them. Who cares? The Star Trek to me is a good book. I'm reading it. It's a good TV show. I'm going to look at it. It's a good movie. I'm going to see it. I'm going to pay my $19 or $22. Okay? I won't know if it's going to be a good Star Trek 4 movie until I go see it. And I'm going to be my own judgment. I ain't going to listen to the fans no more. I ain't going to go on YouTube or this. I'm going to make my own judgment from that one. And I'm going to get on my little podcast show, and I'm going to get rated. And I'm going to rate it two stars, 5 stars, 10. Okay? And don't even care about what the YouTube channels and all them say. That's just me, you know. And yeah, that's just me. And I'm pretty much a fan of all of them, okay? Just a fan of all of them. I'm trying to do things better, you know? I'm moving. My daughter Jessica is living with me. And the way they did it was, to me, was kind of rude and ignorant, the way they put up on me and all. Because I had my brother living here, we were planning going skiing and all. But it's all good, my daughter. I'm glad she's here. She's here with me. Still go to work. She's 18. I've been asking for her, and I know some of y'all been listening to this show for a long time. Y'all heard me asking, praying for her and all. And God asked my prayer and all. If it wasn't for my son and his girlfriend, we probably wouldn't have her. So, and I'm doing what my song say, go with the flow. You know, that's what I'm doing, you know. And she's been with me for a while now. And just asking God, just give me the strength. And watch me do this. Watch me put things aside. But make sure that I go skiing. Make sure I pass my driver test and get a car. You know, that's the blessings I want. And I ask Jesus, can you please give me that? And just let me be the greatest father ever, you know, to all of them. I love all of them. I don't just love one different. I love all of them the same. From Michael to Donald, Ashley, Jessica, and Molly. And I ain't find Donald yet. And I ain't found Myra yet. But we're going to find him. And I'm going to have him on the show. Okay? Ashley and Jessica. Ashley came over with Jessica this weekend. They out with their brother Michael now. So, they having fun at Walmart and everything. And soon, they'll probably bring her back so she can go home and get ready for her program. And everything. But anyway, I just hope Michael don't mess this thing up, because I get Jeff Ashley anytime I want, you know. And he has good sense to bring Ashley back and everything. But it's all good, you know. But me and my brother, he was down here again, and we spent time together. And my brother Brian is being brother Brian, you know. And it was just lovable. It was just a blessing and lovable just to have him here, you know. And it just felt so good to have him here. And Muga, our new family member, and I'm gonna call him this week. And hopefully, you're still going skiing and everything. But if we can't, I don't think we're going to make it. I'm just going to make an appointment for next year. Definitely going next year. Okay? Once I get everything settled, I'm going next year. Because we're supposed to go the 5th. I mean, again. That's right. 20, 25 years, I was ready to get back on soap. And I was going to make a video for my kids so they could, I could show them what I could do, what I was doing when I was young and everything. But Michael and his girl, you know, I guess they couldn't deal with the things that was going on and everything. Things weren't moving too fast for them and stuff like that. Just like, anyway, it was too difficult for them to handle Jessica. So, of course, I know all the details and stuff like that was going on. You know. So, she came to live with me. And I was a little confused about it when they told me, because they did it in a sneaky way. Talking about they going to talk about the apartment, but they just stole the warming that day. But I deal with it. Okay, I was like, okay. I talked to Jesus. He said, hey, I'm behind you. You know, Jesus talked to me. He said, I'm behind you. Just do it. And now I'm doing it. Okay. And just go with the flow, you know. And that's what I'm doing. But family keeping their word. They sticking behind me and all. And I looked at an apartment yesterday. And it's by the, behind the plaza. But right now, that's good enough. As long as I'm getting out of this place. Like I told you, I was planning to get out of this place by September. But since Jessica is here, and I don't want her to stay here in this environment, I went out to find me a place. And I filled the application out today. Everything's ready. All I have to do is pay the $225 and the $300. And I'm just going to get the landlord notification, you know. I'm telling you. Just give me at least until the middle of April, you know, so I can get everything together and I'm out of here, you know. I don't need that much time, the middle of April. So ready, I'm getting 30 to, and a little bit more notice to, hopefully it'll give me enough time to get everything together and get out. And we'll get a U-Haul truck and we out of here. We went to the new place. You know, 2-bedroom, 1.5-bathroom, and new apartment, security key, apartment key, new apartment, and they even got Amazon lockbox. And others. You know, yeah, it's a little bit more in this place. A little bit more. But, like I said, I got Jessica, I'm her dad, and I'm taking care of her. So, God's gonna work with me. I know he is. And he's gonna work with me. We're gonna make things happen. You know? And sooner or later, more things gonna happen. More things gonna happen, and we gonna get over stuff, you know, and things gonna work out for the best. But I'm glad that my daughter's with me, and I can't be no happier, you know. And she got her phone, she got her iPhone, she got an iPhone before I did. That's all good. It's only a material thing because I got Jesus. I don't need the material thing. I got Jesus. You know, he making things happening for me. So, yeah. And when he's ready for me to get an iPhone, he'll give it to me. You know, but I got him. And he gave me my kids. He gave me a nice paycheck, working overtime and all. And that did a lot of help, you know, to prepare for what they was going to do to with me. You know, he saw that coming, so that's why I got that nice little check, you know. And that's why he brought Brian over here to, you know. But I'm just hoping that he will let the skiing happen. Massing Jesus. And I'm asking people at church. My brother, please, please pray for me so he can make, so I can go skiing. I haven't been for 20 years. I need to get this anger out. I need to get this upsetness out. And the things that happened to my daughter, Jessica, I need to get all that emotion out, you know. And I can't tell you because it's on investigation and all that stuff, you know. So I can't even say anything right now over the air and all that stuff. But all I can say is that she's safe. She's with me. She's with family. She's not in that situation no more. And she's doing good. We get ready to move to a better place, better apartment, and it's going to be a better, great year. And I would say 2022, it was, got started off a little rough, you know, a little bouncy, but it's starting to smooth out. And as long as I have Jesus, as long as I see the goal at the end of the road, where there's no end, no end of the road with him, there's no end. The magic he can permit, the miracles that he can make, there will be no end glory. As long as I keep believing that and all everything else, everything's going to be good. And when I say good, well, who knows where life takes us, you know, where things take us. And we'll go on now, going into the future. Not going to be easy. But everything going to be good. And we all going to make it work. Wait a minute.